Do you lead an organization, a business, company, a nonprofit? Imagine if your people delivered truly inspired performance day in and day out. Well, it can happen. The challenge lies in knowing what motivates your people. That's where SEMA International comes in. They unlock the mystery and the magic of human motivation. To learn more, visit SEMAInternational.com, S-I-M-A International, for inspired performance.
Join the team from SEMA International on Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, Saturday mornings, 9 to 11, here on 104.1 The Truth.
Welcome back to Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. And this part of my show, it's always a pleasure to welcome my broadcast partners from SEMA International, which is the firm, of course, I have the pleasure of being associated with as well, as we help clients of all varieties enjoy a deeper dive and understanding of their motivated abilities. So with that, welcome to the line to Rob Stevenson, who's the managing director of one of the practices in North Central United States, and his colleague, Josh Miller. Welcome to the line, gentlemen.
Hello, Zara.
Thank you very much. Good to be with you.
Great. And of course, Josh was with us last month, and we talked about his role of being one of the strong analytical anchors for those of us that are out using this technology to guide others. And Josh is one of the brain trusts, enjoys to deep dive into understanding the data as well as consulting on his own. I'd like to, though, give an introduction then to Rob. This is his first time with us on the show. Rob is a nationally known management consultant in retained executive search and selection, organizational design, executive coaching, and succession planning. He received his undergraduate degree from Denison University and a master's in healthcare administration from the University of Minnesota. In fact, that is where the launch of his career was, predominantly in the healthcare area, as well as being an adjunct professor in graduate programs. Following a senior managed position in healthcare, he founded several businesses and two not-for-profit organizations in marketing, career management, and the promotion of not-for-profit organizational effectiveness. So he's very well positioned to now take the tools, trade, and perspectives of SEMA International in that way. Rob is providing leadership to the application of the phenomena of motivated human design and its impact on the world of work, faith, education, and family. So, Rob, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Zara. It's a pleasure to be with you and with Josh.
You bet, and Josh as well. Welcome back again.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be with you again.
Bet.
Glad what you're doing here.
Excellent. Well, we're having a great time, and I know, Josh, your first program with us got a lot of resonance with a lot of people. Well, we thought, as I said in the introduction, that we'd spend some time today understanding from the seat you gentlemen sit in, providing services into the executive search community and helping to identify strong clients with then partnering this technology. So share with us what you think, first of all, the biggest client need is these days in executive search.
Well, I guess I'll pick up on that. This is Rob.
And you bet, Rob.
I think it's that companies are looking for people, and they usually go to search to try to assist in that. And what we're trying to do is help them find the right people, not just human beings, but the ones that really fit, and try to help them anticipate what the candidates will actually do on the job when they get there. So I think fit is the big thing.
And so this isn't just a matter of taking a job description and then going to find the set of skills or previous experiences that match, but you're talking, you know, very much deeper understanding of what that word fit means.
Yep, that's really true, Zara. I think our approach with expertise like partners that Josh is a good example of, we can go deeper into understanding how that individual candidate really works using the SEMA process. And then with that insight, we can actually help the client save the client's time and get more quickly and more deeply to people that are going to perform just the way the client wants.
You know, I don't think it's unusual. In fact, I hear it from several of my clients, and I'm coaching on the other side of the table, I'll call, that companies are using assessment processes, you know, as a checkpoint in the hiring decision. But I get the impression, though, that today many of those are being used as tools to weed people out, and actually they're more like tests as opposed to really earnestly wanting to understand the full capability that someone brings to the party.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly right. And the test is a good analogy, because with any test, there's a preset arrangement of questions or kind of a grid of standards, and the person is then applied to those standards. And although those can be valuable in some ways, what we do with SEMA is allow each person to share his or her own story, as we've talked about in times past. And so the pattern of giftedness that we're looking at is unique every time. So it's not a test against any standard. Rather, we're seeing deep down into what a particular person has to offer. And then when we match that with the nuances of a particular position, we can provide the kind of predictability that the hiring manager really needs to have to make a good decision.
And so with that in mind then, you know, there's a lot of churning that goes on with the selection of talent, and it isn't for lack of trying to do the right thing. So from your gentleman's perspective, where do you feel that it really is that the searches go wrong?
Well, I think that the searches get focused on first the person's professional experience and trying to deeply assess what that experience looks like, and perhaps also education. Those are two primary focus that the client's looking for. But what frequently is missed is that each person from our studies over the years operates as a unique person. So it's kind of like assuming that one size fits all, when really that's not true. So getting to the deeper understanding the person as we do then helps actually to reduce the churn and really to reduce the risk that the fit won't be good, which means it'll be a short-time candidate in that job.
Yeah, no doubt about it. And I would say, Josh, you know, based on what we talked about in an earlier show, of course, is that this is an approach that as much can equip candidates, because, of course, many of our listeners today are actually in that space of wanting to attract an opportunity to talk to a search professional or to prospective employers. But sometimes they're only equipped with those same items, correct? I mean, to talk about
That's
their experience, what
true.
They've done, not perhaps what they stand for, what they really believe in, and what they're drawn to do.
Right, that's very true. We often find that when we're helping a candidate understand a position and take them through the SEMA process, that although the opportunity is important, what's often of equal value is them understanding their own strengths so that they can properly evaluate the opportunity and then also look at perhaps other possibilities that they're considering. So it gives the candidate a way to kind of move forward in his or her own career in a way that's very valuable.
You know, that presupposes that people are comfortable with taking control of the interview process and themselves interviewing the company that's considering them, though. You know, as opposed to, as I say, this tendency we have to fall into a perspective of selling ourselves and auditioning and missing the fact that really the hiring organization, we want them to also sell themselves to us so we make the right choice at the end of the day.
Right. There's a whole cultural movement towards greater appreciation of taking control of one's career. And SEMA really fits in well with that cultural movement of shaping one's career around, you know, one's own path of giftedness.
Yes, or as we've talked about in other shows, the concept of protean careers, that it actually evolves over time. But certainly the SEMA technology and understanding our giftedness can be really a strong foundation for that. Rob, explain then SEMA International's approach to search.
Well, I think that the primary things are the equipping of the search that can be done because of SEMA. So at the front end, every search firm wants to know more about the position and know more about the organization. But with the SEMA technology, we ask a series of questions that get us to a deeper level of understanding what issues, personalities, maybe even financial challenges impact on the position, and then we understand that position much better and can develop, even before we talk to candidates, a very specific description of the ideal candidate and what they're actually doing strength-wise. So that's the first place. Then once those are approved by the client, we call those critical leadership benchmarks, then we, as we interact with candidates, we know what the answer is.
Mm-hmm.
And the candidate then takes us through their experience and education, but then we move them to an explanation of the things that they really love to do using SEMA, and that way we can see whether they have the right stuff or not. If they do, then they progress and go on in the process until finally at the end we'll do a full SEMA assessment of, say, a couple of finalists and be able to tell the client ahead of time how each one will actually do the job. And that's the great impact that SEMA can make.
And I suspect many times during this whole process, of course, is that you might indeed really have three or four terrific individuals, and it's really hard to tease out the differentiating factors if on paper so many of their credentials look the same. But this deeper inquiry certainly can lead to the right selection of one candidates, but I've been involved in situations where, well, gee, not only one, but let's see if we can't create a new position or keep these other two or three people in mind for other things that could come down the pike in due time.
Yep, that's really a good point. And actually, in our agreement with our clients, because that happens, we do stake out a conversation with the client, because we'll be able to show them not just the right candidate for the position that they've hired us to do, but we'll show them strengths and abilities of candidates that could be used elsewhere in the company.
You know, Josh, this idea of using the analytical capabilities and discernment of all this data, you know, what Rob has mentioned here, though, is we really have to start out first with the client knowing what it is they need. And I, at least my own experience of having guided the hiring of countless people inside firms and working with search professionals, that isn't always so obvious. So the fact you all have the chance to collaborate with the clients to understand the whole cultural frame of reference, not just the job, is so important. Don't you agree?
I do agree. And what has often happened is that during the whole process of a client identifying the ideal candidate, the client organization will get clear about what they want and what they don't want. And it often happens that on closer look, realize that they wanted somebody more like candidate A or as opposed to someone like candidate B. So there's a shifting and a deepening understanding of the whole client's understanding of itself in the process, and that's also very valuable. So it's not just understanding the individual candidates at a deep level. It's facilitating the organization deeply understanding itself.
And Rob, have you found that getting that kind of knowledge in the process then has taken the process in a different direction?
Yes, it has. Yeah. And I'm thinking about one that Josh and I are working on next week, which is a technical trade association. We're looking for a new president. And we've gone from seven candidates down to three, and then these three will have a SEMA done in this next week or so. And in discussion with the board of the alliance, it's called, they actually were able to understand more about the right kinds of particularly leadership abilities that are needed in their trade association, comparing against other leadership needs from a more traditional corporate environment. So I think it's really fine-tuned their understanding, and their decision will be somewhat easier.
And I think just to remind our listeners the kind of things that the SEMA process reveals, Josh, you might want to talk about the template. It's how people like to interchange with their peers and subordinates as well as their superior, but some of the other attributes that were revealed.
Well, it certainly reveals leadership style. It can reveal how a person is motivated to influence as well. And one of the reasons why this is so important is because if you have somebody functioning very successfully, for example, in sales in one organization, and you bring them over to another sales organization, it may be that the second group requires a much different kind of influence. So we can chart out how they're likely to sell, woo potential candidates, persuade, et cetera. Also, a learning style is very important. There are various other kinds of abilities that we're able to specify how the person is motivated to use them.
That's great. And I think the other attribute, obviously, for your clients is that this isn't just a collection of information to assist in the search process, but then it becomes a wonderful onboarding and leadership development platform to go beyond that.
Yeah, I think that's really true, Zara. And onboarding for us, using even the last point that Josh made, we know by the time we're to this place in the search how this person, the candidate, learns. And we know the fastest way to help them learn. So the onboarding process can really move rapidly instead of taking 6 months or longer, which really gets the effectiveness of the candidate moving and captured quicker for the client and for the candidate.
Absolutely.
Less kind of confusion.
Exactly. Well, I would close, in fact, with turning the table back then to the candidate. And for those who are listening to our show that may be looking for that right opportunity, the idea of us individually investing in doing the SEMA approach is actually a gift we can bring ourselves into then the interviewing process, as well as then our own movement into our respective next endeavors. That's great. Well, again, Rob Stevenson and Josh Miller from SEMA International, the North Central branch based in Minneapolis and Minnesota area. Thanks so much for joining us, and have a great balance of the holiday month.
Thank you so much, Zara.
Take care.
Thanks, Zara.
Bye-bye. Do you lead an organization, a business, company, a nonprofit? Imagine if your people delivered truly inspired performance day in and day out. Well, it can happen. The challenge lies in knowing what motivates your people. That's where SEMA International comes in. They unlock the mystery and the magic of human motivation. To learn more, visit SEMAInternational.com, SIMA International, for inspired performance.